California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks face off against the Montreal Canadiens, looking for a bounce back against a tough game on the road in Seattle. Problem is, the Canadiens are looking for a bounce back, too. They're winless in their last five games, and both teams in various stages of a rebuild find this game to be of prime importance. Of course, the Sharks are also reacting to a big trade made over the weekend by general manager Mike Greer, sending both defenseman Cody Ceci and leading scorer Mikael Granlund to the Dallas Stars in exchange for a first-round draft pick in 25 and a conditional third-round pick. Jake Walman, who's been Cody Ceci's defense partner and dinner partner for much of the season, reacted to seeing his two teammates on their way out.
Yeah, I think when you're asked about a hockey player, the first kind of thing is you talk about them as a person, and that's kind of the mark I think that they've left on our group and me individually. I think those two guys are amazing humans off the ice just as much as they are at the rink, and able to spend time with them, going out for dinner. Was able to have a nice dinner with Granny before he left in Detroit. We were out at dinner and learned a lot in my short time with Granny, and then obviously Cease. He was pretty much my dinner partner all year and my partner on the ice at the rink. So learned a lot from him as well, and those guys will have a great kind of connection with going forward. We're going to miss them, but they're in a good spot, I think, and good for their careers. They'll be used really well in Dallas.
But Walman adds it's a new opportunity for some young players to show what they can do, including a new defensive partner for him who looks to be Henry Thrun tonight.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a new opportunity for guys to come in and grab spots. And for me personally, it's obviously going to be a little bit of a change. I'm not sure how the partner is going to shape out, but just continue to play hard, motivate and teach guys as much as I can. I think I can be somebody that guys can lean on now too. I also want to take some of that burden that the guys maybe had as an older veteran player, so maybe I can help guys out a little bit and kind of continue leading this ship in the right direction.
While Mikael Granlund's effect on young players like Fabian Zetterlund, William Eklund, and Will Smith have been definitely documented, Cody Ceci has had a strong effect too. Listen to young defenseman Jack Thompson, who's going to get an opportunity now because of all the work that he put in with Ceci.
Yeah, it was obviously tough to see Cease go. You know, he really helped me as a young rookie in this league, and he was great, always talked to me on the bench in the room. So it was tough to see him go, but obviously you're right, there's an opportunity for me. So I'm, just going to do everything I can to prove myself and continue to show that, I belong here.
For Colin Graf, just recalled from the AHL, Mikael Granlund had a strong influence on him.
I think especially last year, just coming right from college, there were definitely some times where he talked to me just to give me some advice or something that he sees. And then obviously this year too, in the penalty kill, we talked about before the 4v faceoff and stuff like that.
And Graf adds that it's still a little bit tough to get used to the fact that players move on like this and change their entire lives during the course of a regular season.
It's probably something I'm not even used to yet, honestly. Like, you see the trades and you see like how it's like just a player going from different teams, but like those guys have families and stuff like that. And I think that, I mean, I don't know, but I feel like it would impact guys away from the rink like way more, because like when you're in the locker room, like most guys are the same. Like I assume they bring you in and you're just one of the boys, but I feel like away from the rink, like it might be hard.
Andrew Podorolski, the leading scorer in the American Hockey League, takes the place of Mikael Granlund on that second line for the Sharks. He's really excited about the chance to play tonight.
More than excited, for sure. I've been waiting a long time for, an opportunity in this league, and should be a pretty good one tonight. And, having the familiarity with Ryan at coach definitely has some trust in me. So, it's all good talk and sounds great now, but I got to go out there and prove it tonight.
As for being put on a line with two of the most exciting young players on the team's roster, Podorowski looks forward to that too.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to play with Stetson and Smitty. And, you know, those guys, their games speak for themselves. They're really good players. And I'm just going to try and, you know, do my best and do what I do to, you know, make plays and try and set them up and maybe get one myself too. So you never know. Just go out there, work hard, play my game, and try not to overthink it.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The Spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
For Sharks coach Ryan Warsawski, the opportunity for the young players to get into action tonight and see more ice time with the departure of both Mikael Granlund and Cody Ceci is an important step for the organization. And he says that young players have to get used to change at the pro level.
It's real life. You know, you lose a teammate, you lose a brother that goes to another organization, and it's a business, and you learn that side of it as a young player. And I think there's some guys in there that need to step up and fill that void. And from CeCe and Granny, from leadership qualities to on-ice play, from minutes being played, there's a real opportunity for some players in there to step up. You know, and I think Granny did a great job with the Eklunds, the Zetterlunds, the Max, and the Will Smiths of what it takes to play in this league and what it means to be a professional hockey player day in and day out. He did a great job with these young guys, you know, and he was a great support, you know, piece for myself. So we're going to miss him, but we got to push forward.
One thing's for certain, the Sharks head coach appreciates the fan support that he has seen all season.
Look, our fans are really smart. They know where we're at as an organization. They know our players are working extremely hard to get out of this thing and continue to push forward, and that Mike has a plan and everyone's on the same page. And I know we're going through some tough times right now, and the wins are not where we want to be, and where we're at in the standings is not where we want to be. But we do have bright days ahead, and I know we got to keep saying that, and it probably gets a little bit painful at times to hear that. But I know the light is at the end of the tunnel. Obviously, this last trade that we just made is a stinger, but we got to push forward. This is a National Hockey League. No one feels bad for us, and we got to be ready to go tonight.
On the Canadian side of the ice, they're winless in the last five contests. And so Brendan Gallagher, one of the valuable players on their roster, talked about a bounce back that he expects from his team tonight.
It's an important game for us, obviously. You know, it's anytime you come out here through California, it's a tough road trip. We didn't get off to the start we wanted. We have an opportunity here to get back to the even ground, and for us as a group, that's all we're focusing on. I think you can't change what happened last game, but we have control of tonight, and hopefully we come up with our best effort.
Join us for the Sharks and the Canadians at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.